Garland County High School football teams won 5 of 7 contests this week in one of the best weekly performances across the county in years. My name is James Lee.
And I'm Krishna Collins.
And this is the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show. Krishnan, you went out to see Jaceyville defeat Bismarck Friday. With a scoreline of 51-42, it looks like a shootout.
Yeah, that was a fun game, the battle between the lines. It was a fun game to watch, lots of scoring, like you said, 51-42. But Jaceyville's ground game was just ultimately too strong for Bismarck. Jaceyville quarterback Carson Hare carried the ball 31 times for 300 yards and 5 touchdowns. And if that wasn't enough, running back Matthew Huff chipped in with 213 yards and 2 touchdowns on 30 carries. The Jaceyville defense also forced 3 turnovers. After the game, when I was interviewing Coach TJ Burke, you could really just tell how happy he was. He had a smile from ear to ear, and he was really happy with his team's performance, and he said this about his ball carriers.
I was kind of at a loss on who to give the ball to. We're going to miss those two when they're gone. They're dynamic football players, and just proud of how hard they ran. Protecting the football, we didn't turn it over, we didn't fumble the ball, so hats off to those two guys, but a lot of that comes from the guys in front of them too. We had gaping holes at times, and our offensive line played an extremely good football game too.
All right, James, what can you tell us about Lake Hamilton's big time win over Parkview?
Lake Hamilton ended up taking full control of the 6A West Friday night after a 24-14 win over Little Rock Parkview. The Patriots had come into the game off a 48-28 win over defending state champions Greenwood. But the Wolves ended up coming out on top after Van Buren fell to Russellville. The Wolves allowed just 3 plays for Parkview's offense in the first quarter en route to a 14-0 halftime lead before adding 10 more points between the Patriots' 2 touchdowns. Head coach Tommy Gillerin was very pleased with the way his team managed the clock throughout the first half.
You know, that first half, I don't know how much we had it, but I know we had 2 series and scored once, and they had the ball for 3 plays. You know, so when they're not on the field, it's hard for them to score. And so I think that offensively, us moving the ball, maintaining the ball, you know, made the defense better, but also put them in a bind because they got tired and late as the game, then we could make plays here.
Krishnan, you got to talk to Fountain Lake head coach Kenny Shelton after the Cobras picked up their first ever win over Nashville in Scrapper Stadium Friday night.
Yeah, and just like you said, Fountain Lake earned one of its biggest wins in program history when the Cobras took down Nashville on the road. You know, their first ever senior high football win on the road at Nashville. And, you know, last week against Robinson, they lost one of their key rushers in Caleb Lacey due to injury. And you thought, oh no, what could this mean for their offensive game? And Stephen DeArmond, he was already probably their most important offensive piece, but he took his game to another level against the Scrappers. He had 22 carries for 226 yards and 5 touchdowns. And you know, they all play both ways. They have a really small roster. He also had 5 tackles on defense. And so, you know, that's just kind of a crazy performance from him. And, you know, the whole team had to play both ways. And head coach Kenny Shelton said his team had been through a lot over the past 3 years. And he talked about just how much this win meant to them.
It meant everything. You know, all the stuff that we've gone through the last 3 years, you know, this senior class has, you know, faced the brunt of it. And, you know, all the hard work that they put in and to see it pay off in such a big way last night was just awesome. Well, it's a good thing that my guys aren't in choir because they sang and celebrated all the way home, that's for sure. And I don't think they were in, one of them were in key, but it was fine. It was fun.
James, what can you tell us about Cutter Morningstar's game?
Matt Kinzinger was over the moon Friday night after the Eagles picked up their 2nd straight win of the season. Cutter took a 54-16 non-conference win over the Cedar Ridge Timberwolves Friday for homecoming to start a positive streak for the team. The Eagles scored all of their points in the first half, the last touchdown coming on an interception return by Jeremiah Smith as time expired. Kinzinger said that he was proud of his team for staying focused on a night with so many distractions like homecoming.
You know, the kids had a good time. We just talked about minimizing distractions during homecoming but enjoying the moment. But when it was time to get down to business, that they stay focused, and they did a pretty good job of that. second half, we did best we can to rotate guys through and get other guys some reps.
Hot Springs also picked up a solid win over the Hope Bobcats Friday, didn't they, Christian?
Yeah, Hot Springs won its conference opener over Hope 37-20 Friday night. The Trojans had a bye week to really regroup after that 41-0 loss to Lake Hamilton, where Hot Springs' offense really stalled. The Trojans got running back Pierce Smalley back on offense since he was held out after the season opener at Fountain Lake. Since he was back in the backfield against Hope, he led the team in rushing with 59 yards and a touchdown. Quarterback Isaac Sheeler did throw three interceptions, but also completed 14 passes for 205 yards and two touchdowns. Although it wasn't the most perfect performance for Hot Springs, head coach Daryl Burnett talked about the importance of getting a good conference win.
We got to win. It was ups and downs, lots of adversity after the halftime in that third quarter. They came away and got a score when we needed it. Got the win, you know, areas that we can always improve on, situation we can always improve on, capitalization we can always improve on. So, you know, it's the first we wanted on conference, 3-2.
James, what can you tell us about another 8-man team in the county, Mountain Pine?
Mountain Pine ended up picking up a game against Little Rock Hall Friday night after the Warriors were looking for an opponent to fill an empty week. Since the Red Devils had the week off already, head coach Sam Counts had no problem going for it. The 8-man small school state champion Red Devils stepped up to the challenge against the former Class 6A team. The Red Devils ended up falling to the Warriors 58-40, but they held their own against a tough team. Counts was very pleased with the way the team performed.
They were huge, big running back, big quarterback, big lineman, and our kids played hard. And like you said, it was just something that when the game was over, we lost. We were within two scores most of the night, and our kids just really competed hard. They never gave up.
I also ended up speaking to Lakeside head coach Jared McBride, whose Rams ended up falling 61-35 to Magnolia on the road. While he was unable to call in this week, he was disappointed with the way his team played. McBride said that it was a sloppy game on a sloppy field, and the Rams had trouble tackling and getting the runners on the ground. He also said that Magnolia did a good job of keeping Lakeside guessing.
Thanks for tuning in to another one of our Garland County Scoreboard shows. Tune in Monday, October 4th, to hear James speak to new National Park head softball coach Autumn Wyatt about taking over the Nighthawk softball program.
Please consider subscribing to Garland County Locker Room. You can find it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Also, if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for upcoming shows, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com.